the teams. Now, mind you, none of these guys have even put on a uniform yet of their...
You're listening to KVON 1440 Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country. The following is a KVON sports presentation.
It's high school basketball coming to you from Napa, California. Tonight, it's girls basketball action in the Mine Valley Athletic League competition as the Napa High Grizzlies host the crosstown rivals, the Justin Genebraes of Napa. It's girls high school basketball tonight on KVON. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome in to another sports presentation sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley sports boosters. I'm Ira C. Smith, and we're joined tonight with a guest co-commentator. So we're happy to welcome a gal from Upper Lake, played basketball at UC Davis, is the official scorekeeper for the Napa High JVs, has a daughter that plays on the JV team and had at least 8 points, I saw it tonight. So welcome, Annie Petrie.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Now let's first of all focus on your background as far as basketball. But let me remind our listeners that tonight, Dino Alessio will be back there with the statistical aspect of tonight's game.
Yep, I'm glad to be here, and I'm looking forward to a good game between the Napa and Justin girls.
And we have Angelo Lyons, a Napa High graduate, who was an intern with us last year, and now he is on the staff at KVON. He's our engineer that makes it possible for us to get on the airwaves. So settle back, relax, hope you enjoy our broadcast coming to your way from the Messner Gymnasium on the campus of Napa High. Now, talking about our commentator tonight, Annie Petrie, tell us about playing basketball, first of all, in high school.
Well, I was very fortunate to play varsity basketball 4 years at Upper Lake High School. Had a fantastic coach, fantastic teammates, and we had quite a run my 4 years. Just a great run. I was very fortunate and blessed.
How did you do?
I personally or?
Yeah, personally on the team.
Well, I was a point guard, and so I first year didn't shoot the ball. First couple years wouldn't shoot. My coach would get really upset at me, but I was a good floor general. Junior year, I finally started shooting the ball, and my senior year, we were ranked first in the state, was undefeated all the way through. We lost in the NorCal semifinal game to a team we had just beaten the section, and I can still feel everything about that game.
Then you went to UC Davis.
I did. I was fortunate to be recruited. It was before Davis was Division I. We were Division II. No scholarships at the time, but just a fantastic program, fantastic coaches, teammates, and an excellent academic institution.
And so something came up there that prevented you from continuing your basketball play.
Yeah, I was all in and everything. And my freshman year at Davis, I noticed issues with my heart. It was racing and real unfortunate that it was a career-ending heart disability that I had, and so I had to readjust after that.
On the JV team, there is a Zoe Petrie. Tell us about your daughter.
Well, my daughter's a freshman, and I coached her from third grade on to eighth grade, and I coached a lot of these girls, actually, at Justin and Vintage and Napa. And it's really fun to watch these girls continue to grow. Zoe, you know, she and I love coaching her. I love her. I love watching her, and I love supporting everything she does.
And just a freshman, so she's got 3 more years available there at Napa.
She does, and she's having a great time. The team is fantastic. Coaches are great, good chemistry, and they're just learning and growing every day.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to your commentary as we progress through this evening. We'll take a look at the starting lineups, and also we'll hear from Andrew Betancourt. This is his 5th year as the head basketball coach after 7 years as the head JV coach. He took over the varsity from Mike Bowles, who had coached the team for some 12 and a half years. Then Mike went on to coach boys basketball at Justin Jenna, and more recently he's been at Sonoma Valley as the boys coach. The Justin Siena girls come in with a two-game winning streak. They are 12-10 overall, 4-4 in the league. Napa High is in a one-game winning streak. They are 12-9. So you got a team that's 12-10 and a team that's 12-9. But in the league, Napa is 3 wins and 4 losses. So that means whoever comes out of this game victorious will be in third place, alone in third place in the league. Vintage and Casa Grande are tied for first. They each have a 7-1 record. And then Justin Siena at the moment is in third, Napa in fourth, just a half a game back. Sonoma Valley in fifth, American Canyon sixth. Petaluma is in seventh place currently in the league. While Napa has that 3-4 record, they lost to Justin Siena back on January the 3rd over at the Dan Clark Gymnasium. 51-40 was the final in that game. Darcy Ward is in her 16th year as the head coach, and her father, Denny Lewis, had coached the Napa High varsity boys team for 28 years before he resigned from that capacity. And we're keeping track of Darcy's victory total. Coming into tonight, she's won 292 games in the 16 years. So, and I don't know if Denny got that many in 28 years. And Darcy is assisted by Michelle Lewis, her sister. We'll be back in a moment and hear from Andrew Betancourt, the head coach for the Justin Siena girls, after we take time out for these messages.
Use the card that gives you more. Your Redwood Credit Union.
Well, welcome back to the Mester Gymnasium on the campus of Napa High. Along with Danny Petrie, this is Ira C. Smith, and we're not going to have time for the comments by Andrew Betancourt before the tip-off of tonight's game, but we will have that at halftime. We'll have the national anthem coming up here in just a few moments, then the starting lineup. It's interesting to note that both teams have five seniors on their roster. And we're going to hear a student from Napa High present the national anthem. So we'll see if we can pick that up off of the PA here, as it's a student from Napa High with the national anthem.
Well, the national anthem as presented by a student, and Troy, what was her name?
Valerie Belullo.
A student here at Napa High.
kind of interesting to note, the starting lineup, there will be a freshman in there for Justin Siena and a sophomore for Napa High as we're just about ready to get the game underway. But first, the starting lineups, and here is Troy Mott with that information.
Thermo Malloy and Haley Kremen. Starting senior guard, number 2, Ashley Whittemore. Senior guard, number 22, Kieran Monteverde. Senior guard, number 24, Ella Thatcher. Junior forward, number 33, Carly Wells. And freshman forward, number 20, Bella Wright. And now the starting lineup for the home school, Napa High Grizzlies. As announced by Coach Darcy Lewis, assisted by Michelle Lewis, Darcy Ward. Number 20, Faith Bartlett, junior forward. Number 23, junior guard, Carly Johnson. Number 25, junior guard, Anna Gizletta. Number 32, sophomore guard, Macy Armstrong Brown. And number 33, senior forward, Sienna Young.
So those are the starters as announced by their head coaches and given to Troy Mott, who is the PA announcer. He is the scorekeeper. He's the timer. You name it, and Troy's doing it.
Yep, that's one of a kind right there.
Well, I imagine since all of the background that you've had in the basketball that you enjoy being a part of it by helping out with the JVs.
I love it. I love as you have your journey through life, your role changes in the game, in your kid's life, whatever it is, it changes and you just embrace it.
On the Justin Siena roster, there are 5 seniors, 1 junior, 1 sophomore, and 3 freshmen, while on the Napa High varsity roster, there are 5 seniors, 7 juniors, and 1 sophomore. And in there to jump is a freshman for Justin Siena, Isabel Wright at 5'10". And in there for Napa High, getting ready to jump, Deanna Young, who is a senior. And the tip is controlled by Napa. We are underway. The ball comes over the right side now, as Armstrong Brown has it deflected and stolen away as Justin Siena's Whittemore comes up with the ball. In the backcourt gets it over to Thatcher. Thatcher in the backcourt finds some help there in Montevideo. The ball is deflected and stolen by Napa. Here comes Young into the lane. Kicks a pass over there, quarter court, 3-point attempt up, no good by Johnson. Battle for the rebound, picked up by Napa. Young tries to pick it up, partially blocked. Taken by Napa, and a travel violation will turn the ball over. Just a fast start.
You're going to see a lot of pressure on both these teams. They both have high-pressure defense.
When the two teams played on January 3rd, Justin won the game 51-40. Neither team has scored yet. We are just underway. In the backcourt, Thatcher, she has bothered there somewhat, but gets away from Gizletta, and they try to drive for the basket. The ball is deflected by Johnson of Napa out of bounds. It'll stay with Justin Siena. The Braves needing a victory to get into possible North Coast section playoff action. Pass goes in the corner to Whittemore. Out to Monteverde. She fires a 3 and hits it. Kieran Monteverde starts the scoring with a 3-point basket. And now Napa brings the ball into the attacking territory right side to Armstrong Brown. Holds the ball high overhead. Swings it around now over, going around the perimeter to the left side toward the corner. Gizletta drives baseline. Bounce pass over to the right corner. Coming back out now is Armstrong Brown. Over to Johnson. The 3 is good. Kaboom. Oh, wow. That was Carly Johnson that nailed that 3, and we're tied as Napa uses a 1-2-2 full-court zone press. And Justin is able to break the press.
Here's Whittemore driving in, going up, shooting, scoring! Baseline drive right side, and Whittemore gets her first basket in the ball game. She averages 20 points per game, has been out for a few games there, but is back in action. And driving for the basket is Young, hit the underneath part of the iron, and it's Justin Sienna coming out with the ball. We've played over 2 minutes, and the ball is deflected, but it may have been a foul on the play. It's going to go against Napa High, maybe on Johnson, and it is on Carly Johnson. That is her first, the team's first. Napa taking an early timeout, so just Annie, what a big, fast start here.
Yeah, and both teams are really good off-ball. Their off-ball defense, getting in the passing lanes, and that people don't normally notice that in the game, but if you know basketball, that's a huge part of your defensive scheme, and both teams did a really good job of that.
Well, I think it's nice that Napa has a pep band at the game tonight. That's a really nice atmosphere added to the basketball contest.
The pep band makes it feel like the old school, the Hoosiers, Indiana days. I love it.
You're not from back here, though.
I'm not, but I love that movie.
I am, and I remember those days, yeah. Well, we have 5:48 remaining here in the first quarter, getting off to a fast start. As other games tonight, we'll tell you about those when we have a chance. Right now, it's Whittemore inbounding the ball. Gets a return pass then from Monteverdi, gives it back to Monteverdi, over to Wright underneath the basket on a low post, back out to Whittemore, tries a three, it's an air ball, and Johnson lets it go out of bounds. So it'll be Napa's ball. Napa attired in their white uniforms with the navy blue numerals and the navy stripes and the gold trim on their uniform. Justin Sienna with their navy uniforms and their white trimmed in scarlet. There's Johnson, another three. It rims no good. Rebound taken out of there by Thatcher. Over to Whittemore, double team, get by both, comes across the timeline, goes into the lane, and passes under the basket. A good pass, but they missed the layup. Wright was open under there and had a good pass, just hurried the shot a little bit. 5-3 score, Justin in the lead, 5 minutes to go. We're in the first quarter. Johnson in the forecourt for Napa. Justin Sienna in a man-to-man defense, and Young shoots over the defense, no good. Justin's Wells comes out with the rebound. Over, now it goes to Whittemore. Whittemore's going to let the defense siphon by and go back into the forecourt. Now here's Whittemore getting into that attacking territory, lobbing a pass over in the left corner, and the three-point attempt is up. No good by Monteverdi. Rebounded by Napa. Johnson leads a fast break, going all the way and then losing possession. It was tipped away from her by Carly Wells at the last moment. Inside of 4.5 minutes to go here in this first quarter. It'll be Macy Armstrong Brown, a sophomore, to trigger the inbounds. Comes to Johnson. Quarter court left side near the corner. Working it back out now as Justin Sienna. They're in a shifting man-to-man. And driving into the lane is Young, forced it up. No good, but a foul. That foul's going to go on Carly Wells, her first, the team's first. It'll be a two-shot foul coming for Sienna Young. Good athlete. Bouncing the ball several times, now eyeing the basket. Right-hand free throw rolls around the rim and then just kind of trickles in. So she'll be getting her second free throw attempt. Wright has come out of the Justin lineup, and Lexi Rosenbrand has taken her place. And Young is ready. Her next free throw is perfect. And we're tied again, this time at 5. In the backcourt, it's going to be Whittemore facing Armstrong Brown, and lobs it in the forecourt, intended for Rosenbrand, but it got away from her. It'll be out of bounds to Napa High. We're midway through the first quarter of play, and we're all tied up at 5. Justin won back in January 3rd over Dan Clark at the gym, 51-40. And right now, Johnson is tied up by Monteverdi as she ran in there and just grabbed the ball with Johnson. Carly Johnson, a couple years ago, or when she was a freshman, she's a junior this year, was injured. And I don't know, Anna, if you remember that time.
I do remember that. I was at that game, and that was really heartbreaking for her. But she's battled back, and she's hungry.
Napa using a zone press now, a 1-2-2 full-court zone press, trying to trap the player with the ball. So it's a trapping almost three-quarter court, if not full court. And the ball is tipped by Johnson out of bounds. Now, Johnson is going to come out of the lineup, and Charlotte Girard takes her place. So Darcy Ward makes a change in the lineup. Justin gets the ball as Monteverdi brings it forward. Pass is intercepted by Young. Sienna Young leads a fast break, drives down to the right of the key, used up the dribble, and was shoved. It's going to be a another foul on Justin. Sienna's Carly Wells. That's her second team foul, both of them against Wells. So she's going to come out of there now. And right away, it is Isabel Wright coming back in for her. Wright, the freshman. Napa with the ball. Young, well out, well behind the arc. They're working outside the arc now, working against the shifting man-to-man and shooting over it. And missing it for Napa was Brandon. But the long rebound comes out to Armstrong Brown. Over to Young from the corner, tries a three, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Neal. Neal loses it out of bounds.
Neal plays a lot bigger than she really is. She's really fun to watch and loves the rebounding.
It will be Justin Sienna's ball in the backcourt. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Tie ball game. Thatcher there to help out in the backcourt with Monteverdi and Whittemore, because it's full court pressure put on by Napa High. Darcy Ward likes to use that strong defense. And there's an interception by Young. 2-on-1, fast break, drives in, goes up, no good. Rebound batted around, and Thatcher gets it, and she was fouled. Not yet in a shooting situation on a common foul, but the Napa foul will go against Maisie Armstrong Brown. It's her first, the team second. Hello, Thatcher, 5'7 senior, ready to trigger the inbound there, looking for somebody to cut and get open, and they get double-teamed right away. The pass goes over to Monteverdi into the forecourt. Now it comes to Rosenbrand, and she is double-teamed and fouled. That'll be the third team foul, and Caitlin Neal called for the foul. Caitlin's a senior, one of five seniors on this Justin Sienna varsity roster. Inbounds pass comes to Ashley Whittemore. Whittemore between circles now with 2.5 minutes to go in the quarter. Goes quarter court right side there. Free throw line extended. Used up the dribble. Goes to Wright. Wright tried a shot that was blocked. It'll stay with Justin Sienna to the left of the basket for which they are shooting. And it will be Ashley Whittemore to inbound the ball. Comes into Wright. She spins. Doesn't shoot, though. Over in the corner now to Whittemore. Whittemore can't shoot, so she'll bring it back out. Over the right side, it comes now, Monteverdi. Back to Whittemore, tries the three. Kaboom! Ashley Whittemore gets a three-point basket. Justin has had three baskets. And there's a two-pointer, a deep two-pointer from the right corner by Sophia Brandon. Her first two in the game, and it's an 8-7 score with Justin in the lead. And coming into the game for the first time for Justin Sienna will be Alyssa Curtola, a freshman. There are on the Justin roster three freshmen and a sophomore.
That's fantastic. That last offensive set by Justin was textbook. Inside out, passing the ball, reversing it, and they got a beautiful shot. That's exactly what it's supposed to look like.
Now, while Whittemore was out for four games, it was Isabella Wright, the freshman, that was the leading scorer in all four games. And two games, or the, I guess the last game before Ashley came back, she had a 20-point game.
She's really fun to watch, and both of them are really fun to watch.
Whittemore in the backcourt against Young on the 1-2-2 full-court press. And they don't use the 10-second rule as far as getting the ball in the forecourt, but once you're in the forecourt, you can't go to the backcourt. There is another Napa foul. and that's going to go against Charlotte Girard. Well, that's one thing. When you press, you risk the foul.
Well, that was a tough call. The girls just had their hands up, and the offensive player ripped her arms and hit their arms. It was just a tough call.
Minute and a half to go here in the first quarter as Justin has the basketball. Whittemore drives in the fourth court. That one runs into the scorer's bench here, and it is out of bounds to Justin. So it will be. Did he call a foul on that, Troy?
Yeah, white 33.
Okay, Sienna Young was called for a foul on that, and that was the fifth team foul against Napa here in the first quarter. Justin Sienna has the ball as it comes over to Ashley Whittemore. Over to Thatcher. She fires and hits. Ella Thatcher did not do much as far as moving her feet at all and just a line drive type basket. And Justin goes up by three with 1 minute to go here in this period. Justin in that shifting man-to-man. They'll stay with the player as long as they can. In other words, they will shift as it comes over the right side. The ball goes to Neal. Neal tried to get it to Young, and a bad pass goes out of bounds. Grace Walter comes into the lineup for Lexi Rosenberg, and Sarah Reynolds, a 5'5 freshman, comes into the game as well. So we've got some underclassmen out there right now. Curtola and Reynolds, both of whom came in, are freshmen. And Reynolds is a good three-point shooter, if you give her a little time to get set. Whittemore, between circles, drives to the left, kicks it into the left corner to Reynolds, pulls up for a two-point attempt. No good scramble for the rebound, taken out by Neal, and a long lead pass comes in the forecourt and then is thrown away. Well, they tried to get the fast break going, and that first pass is a very crucial one. They had a pretty good first pass, but the second one then went soaring out of bounds. So the Braves have it with 17 seconds to go in the first quarter. Inbounds pass is intercepted, though, by Brandon, and then she drops the ball. Picked up by Armstrong Brown. Double-teamed in the right corner, spinning around, and the ball is taken away from her by Curtola with 5 seconds, and stolen back by Napa. Johnson has the ball, and the ball is deflected away, and that will end the quarter. Wow, it was almost like a pinball there in that final few seconds.
Yeah, this is a fun game to watch. Like I said earlier, they're both are defensive, intensive teams. And they're both teams are shooting the ball. I like how they're shooting tonight.
We'll be back with second quarter action. At the end of the first period, it's Justin Sienna 10, Napa 7. Back after this message.
Two three-pointers. They did not attempt a free throw. Napa 2 of 9, including one three-pointer, and they were 2 for 2 from the free throw line.
Play resumes now as we're in the second quarter, and the alternate possession gives Napa the ball. It goes in the right-hand corner. There's a hurry-up three. It's on the way. It's no good by Jenna Baker, who just came into the game for Napa High. Rebounded by Justin Sienna. They bring the ball in the forecourt. Comes over to Reynolds. Bounce pass into the left-hand corner. Then they work underneath to Wright. She puts it up and scores. Isabel Wright gets her first two in this game. Napa trails now by 5, but they have the ball. Johnson hasn't stopped the key. Over to Armstrong Brown. Fires a 3. Off the rim. No good. Rebound came to Grace Walter. Passes it over now. Monteverdi. Justin is playing without Whittemore. She is not in the lineup. And the ball is stolen away by Brown as Armstrong Brown started to drive, and the ball was tipped away in a good defense.
Yeah, that was a great defensive play by Justin.
We'll see how long Whittemore can stay out of the lineup. As back into the lineup is Thatcher. It's 12-7 as we've played 1 minute here in the second quarter of the game. Armstrong Brown looking to inbound it. Sends it way back out, well beyond the three-point arc, and then Brown goes to the right-hand corner. Gets a return pass. Can't shoot, though. Good defense there. Turned in by Reynolds. And the Browns going to try a three anyway. It rims no good. Thatcher tries to run down the rebound, and it is tipped by Thatcher out of bounds. So So the ball will stay with Napa High as we have Justin. They're going into a zone defense, and Johnson shoots over it, and the ball looked like it was going to be in and then squirted out, but Napa gets the rebound. It's Young in the middle to Johnson, puts up a little floater and hits it as Carly Johnson hits her second field goal in the game. And Napa on the defense now, relaxes the full court pressure some. Ball goes to right side, turns around and banked it in off the backboard. Isabel Wright has two field goals in this quarter. 2 minutes gone in the quarter, 14-9. Justin Sienna in the lead. Johnson with the ball for Napa High. Goes into the right-hand corner now as they get it to Girard. Out to the top of the key, working over to Armstrong Brown. Fires another three. No good. The rebound under there, no good. Rebound. Young tries to go back up with it, but reaching over the shoulder and committing a foul. This was probably a two-shot foul. Isabella Wright called for the personal foul. Young, who is 2-for-2 at the free throw line tonight, is back there shooting two more. The first one is good. Boy, it's nice, Annie, when you can hit the free throw.
It does. That certainly builds your confidence and helps your team out, obviously.
So that'll put Jenna Young ready for her second free throw this trip, and she made that one. So she goes 4-for-4 at the foul line, and it's a three-point Justin Lee. Back into the lineup is Isley Whittemore now, and back into their zone press go the Napa Grizzlies as into the forecourt. Whittemore tries to drive around Johnson. Johnson does a nice job of staying with her, though. To right to Whittemore, tries a three, kaboom! Whittemore gets her second three-point field goal, and Justin has his biggest lead now at 6.
That didn't take long. As soon as Whittemore gets on the court, she changes the game. That was a beautiful shot.
Napa with the ball, working its right side. Now it comes back to Johnson, drives in on the left angle, forces one up, no good. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Whittemore. Justin has won 2 in a row. Napa, a modest 1 win in a row coming into tonight's contest. The winner of this game will have sole possession of third place. The team that finishes first on a week from Wednesday will be hosting the fourth place team in the league playoff. The team that finishes second will host the third place team. There is a travel against Napa. And we did find out, Dino, that the league champion does not automatically get into the section, but the playoff champion does automatically get in.
Oh, so that's very important. The seeding's important because if you're the 1, you play the 4 in that first round.
Well, play resumes now. Napa with the ball. It comes over in the right side out of Rosenbrand. Gets it down to Thatcher. Thatcher is double-teamed and bothered, tried to get a pass over, and it was intended for Monteverde, but she couldn't get to it and commits a foul here in Monteverde's first personal.
That was an interesting foul call, but, you know, it goes Napa's way this time.
17-11 the score. 4.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. The Braves are in a 2-1-2, or basically about a 2-3 zone. There's a shot forced up, no good by Napa's Young, rebounded by Justin Sienna. Whittemore with the ball at the top of the key. Over to Monteverde. Angle right side, double team, spins around and steps on the sideline right in front of Denny Lewis, longtime basketball coach.
He probably told him not to reach over there while he was watching.
I'm sure he gives some helpful comments to his daughter, Darcy Ward, the head coach, and Michelle Lewis, is another daughter who is assistant coach. Napa with the ball. Napa has brought Anna Gisletta back into the lineup. She was a starter. Pass goes to Young in the lane. Kicks it out to Johnson for a three. No good. Rebound taken by Rosenbrand for Justin Sienna. We're midway through the second quarter now as Justin Sienna meets that 1-2-2 pressure defense, and the ball is nearly stolen away. Monteverde gets it back in the middle of the Rosenbrand. Her pass is intercepted on a nice defensive play by Jenna Baker. Fires it to midcourt to Johnson. Down in the left-hand corner it goes. Back to Baker. Drives baseline. Her pass is deflected, intercepted by Whittemore. Passes on the right wing and then gets a return pass as she's double-teamed. Now to Monteverdi in the forecourt. Down to Rosenbrand to the right of the key. She is has the ball deflected, but she is fouled. That'll be the sixth team foul. So that foul will be on Gisletta. That means that on the next common foul, Justin Senna will be in the 1-1. They'll get a one free throw and a bonus if they make it after the next common foul. Inbounds pass goes to the right corner. A two-pointer from the right corner is good by Ella Thatcher. That's her second field goal in the game. And Justin's lead is 8 points. And there is a near steal at midcourt. Johnson goes, retrieves it for Napa, and then right away she's tied up. Oh, what good defense.
The effort by both teams right now with the loose balls is really fun to watch.
And the collapsing defense that Justin Chen is trying to use on Napa, and then the full court pressure that Napa is putting on Justin Siena. Whittemore, though, handling the pressure as she's double-teamed, drives into the forecourt, and is fouled. She'll go to the line on the 1-1. She is about an 80% free throw shooter, and Faith Bartlett was called for the personal. Kind of interesting to note, of the seven fouls against Napa, no one has more than one. So that's a pretty good spread.
That's working out well for Napa.
First free throw is no good off the iron, and Wright tried for the rebound, but it is going to be a jump ball. Whittemore, normally very accurate there at the 15-foot stripe. Alternate arrow favors Napa High, so Napa gets the ball in the backcourt. Justin Chen has made a change in the lineup. Whittemore has come out again. We're giving her another little breather with 2.5 minutes to go here in the second. Johnson, oh no, they tried to pass in the middle, intended for Barnett, but intercepted by Justin Siena. Comes to the top of the key to Walter. And they try to get underneath to Rosenbrand. Can't shoot there, brings it back out to Curtola. Now over, a shot up by Walter, no good. That was about an 18-footer, and the rebound is taken by Johnson for Napa High. She hurries down court. And the ball is deflected away, and it is picked up by Justin's Curtola. Curtola brings it forecourt, passes it over now to Monteverdi. Underneath to Rosenbrand, up and good, and one! Rosenbrand gets her first basket and has a chance to make it a three-point play. The foul goes against Bartlett, and she becomes the first Napa player to get two fouls.
Yeah, Rosenberg, is it Rosenberg? That was a really nice post-up move. She arm-barred Faith, and they lobbed it to her, and it was just a textbook offensive play.
Lexi is the 5'8 sophomore. She's the only sophomore on the team. Her free throw, no good by Rosenbrand, and the ball is out of bounds, but it was, let's see if it was. No, we had a foul then on the rebound that's going to go against Justin. And that was on Whittemore, who had just come back into the lineup. And it will be Napa's getting the ball back inside of 2 minutes to go. Napa trailing it by 10. They have scored just 4 points in the quarter. Johnson, a three-point attempt, no good. Rebound, Whittemore gets it for Justin Siena. Bothered in the backcourt a bit. Now the defense go back to three-quarter court, setting up their 1-2-2. There's an interception by Armstrong Brown in the forecourt. The Young drives in, got a little opening, goes up, shoots, and scores. Sienna Young gets her first field goal, and it's 21-13 now. Whittemore trying to slow down the tempo a bit now. Passes on the right side. Now it comes back over to Whittemore. Tries the three. This one rims. No good. Rebounded by Napa High. Johnson directs the traffic as she brings it forecourt. Justin Siena does a nice job of setting up their defense on the transition. Napa High working the ball outside of the three-point arc, getting the pass over to Girard. Now to Johnson for a long three. It's no good. Rebound, Whittemore has it for Justin Siena. 35 seconds to go in the half. Whittemore is being bothered, double-teamed, and loses the ball. Wow.
Yeah, just both teams are playing with high intensity right now, and you can tell both teams want this win bad.
You know, when Whittemore gets the ball, you not only see her getting double-teamed, you're seeing her get triple-teamed.
Yeah, Napa's trying to take her out of the game by putting a lot of pressure on her, and they do it sometimes, and sometimes she just is able to run that floor.
Napa has the ball now. We're inside of 20 seconds to go in the half. Sierra Young works it over now to Girard. The ball is deflected, goes out of bounds. Alyssa Curtola with the play. Into the lineup for it's Isabella Wright coming back in. And they're bringing Whittemore back to the bench. 12 seconds to go in the first half. Inbounds pass comes to Neal. Works it over to Girard. 7 seconds to go. Armstrong Brown over the side. There is a long three-pointer. No good. Rebound, no good. Rebound by Young. And there, she was fouled, but it was after the buzzer had sounded. She missed the shot. It would not have counted had it gone in, though.
Fantastic heads-up play by Sienna Young, just trying to get that ball up before the buzzer.
All right, we'll be back with our halftime now, as that first half just zoomed by. And so here at the Messner Gymnasium, where it is halftime, and the score is Justin Siena of Napa 21 and Napa High 13. We'll be back. You're listening to KDON 1440 Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at KVON.com. Along with Annie Petrie, this is Ira C. Smith, and we have our statistician, Dino Alessio, with that first half stat.
So here's the first half team shooting for the Justin Braves. That was a terrific second quarter. They only took 7 shots and made 5 of them, including 1 out of 2 from three-point land. For the game, they're 9 out of 16, so they're shooting 56%, including 3 of 6 from three-point range, 50%. They did miss the 2 free throws they attempted. For the Napa Grizzlies, they had a poor shooting quarter in that second quarter, 2 of 16, including 0 for 6 from three-point range. They did make the 2 free throws they attempted. So for the game, Napa is 4 out of 25, shooting 1 out of 10 from three-point range. They are 4 out of 4, however, from the free-throw line. The turnover battle, 11 turnovers for Justin, 8 for Napa, and the rebounding, 7 team rebounds for Justin, and an even dozen for the Napa Grizzlies, Ira.
Okay, Dino, thank you. Well, let's find out what Andrew Betancourt, the head coach for Justin Siena, had to say before tonight's game.
Well, Andrew, tell us about this squad you have, how they've been coming along now that we're nearing the end of the season. It's a great group of kids, a lot of fun to work with. We definitely feel like we've gotten better throughout the season. We've weathered some injuries and some other things, and it's nice to have all 10 players playing tonight.
Well, you've got one, Ashley Whittemore, that's been kind of leading the way, but you're with some good underclassmen, with a sophomore and 3 freshmen.
Yeah, those 4, they're really helping us out. I mean, Lexi Rosenbrand and Isabella Wright are our second and third leading scorers. Sarah Reynolds has hit a bunch of threes for us off the bench this year, and Alyssa Curtola, I swear to God, she gets better every game and has really provided a spark both offensively and defensively.
Speaking of spark, let me ask you about your 2 assistant coaches, Tim Malloy and Haley Krimen, and what they have added to the program.
You know Tim. He brings passion. He brings expertise. The kids absolutely love him, and he's been a great person for me to bounce things off of. And, you know, I said it the other day to somebody, you know, I don't consider him an assistant. I consider us co-coaches on this team. As for Haley,
You know, you look at like a player like Bella Wright, who's gotten better this season. That is such a large, compliment to Haley Kremen, because Haley has worked so hard with these kids, and you can see them coming along. And I'm just blessed to have them both on the bench.
Do you have any idea what it might take to get into the North Coast Section playoffs?
Yeah, we're 12-10 right now. I think we qualify with our division record, but I have to look something up. There's a technicality in there I got to figure out. But if we win one more game out of our next four, we will qualify with 13 wins, because you need to be at least 500.
Well, right now they have the lead, so they're hoping probably that this could be that game that vaults them into the North Coast Section playoff. They'll be in Division Four too, which means they'll be playing smaller enrollment schools than Napa High and Vintage.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Justin does, given that we're in a new league and they're playing bigger schools. I would imagine it's only going to benefit them, because they're really competing well.
Yeah, it definitely would if they get into the playoffs. They need one more victory to get into that North Coast Section playoffs, and we're at halftime, and they have a 21-13 lead at halftime. We're joined with the commentary of Annie Petrie, who played the game, coached the game. She does the scoring for the JV team, was a PA announcer in that earlier game. You're just doing it all.
I do. I love athletics, and I particularly love watching women's athletics, just being a product of athletics. And I just think girls today, the game just continues to change, continues to get faster. Girls get better, stronger. And it's just fun to be a part of. But the reality is the game is still the same. You got to play good defense. You need to know how to rebound. You know, the fundamentals are all there. They're all the same.
Well, it's interesting to note, too, how this full court pressure has affected Justin Sienna, not so much in their shooting, but just getting the ball down in a position to get the shot away.
Yeah, it really has. It helps that Justin's got such a great percentage right now, because I would imagine if that percentage wasn't as great, the game would be closer. So, yeah, Justin, they're taking their time. Napa's getting some steals, but when Justin breaks it, they're finding the right open person, they're being patient, and they're hitting shots.
Let me tell you about that JV game, of which Annie Petrie was the scorekeeper. Justin Sienna trailed at the end of the first quarter 13-4. Now, when these two teams played at the Dan Clark Gym, Justin Sienna JV's won the game on January the 3rd, 53-40. And then at halftime, Justin was trailing Napa 20-9. And then Napa led by 10 after three quarters, 31-21. And then Napa went on and won the game 41-28, led by Sophia, as she said, Mostow, 11 points. Cassie Richardson for Justin Sienna had 10 points. You're probably familiar with Cassie as well.
I am. I coach Cassie in CYO, and it's been really fun to watch Sophia this year as a sophomore for Napa High, just being a real leader, not afraid to shoot the ball, hits big shots. Just really fun to watch both those girls.
A lot of those girls on the two teams played together in CYO.
They did. They played together some years, against each other some years, and they compete really hard on the court, but after the game they usually, you know, give each other a hug, or, you know, that's what this is about.
How excited does your daughter get before a game?
She gets really excited, really focused. She loves to compete, just like so many of these girls, and so they just show up and do their best, and I'm proud of them, all of them.
If you were coach, what would you tell your teams? First of all, what would you tell Justin Sienna at halftime?
Well, I like Justin Sienna's 1-3-1 defense right now. They're creating some havoc for Napa. Their hands are up. It's hard for the outside shooters to get a good look. And so I'd say let's keep the pressure on 1-3-1. For Napa, I'd say pass fakes, because Justin's all over it, you know, just to try to score. Napa's got to get the ball in the hole. Pass fakes, and they got to crash the boards offensively, because their shots aren't falling right now.
Okay, well, we're getting the second half started in just a few moments. We should acknowledge, too, we talked about the JV game, and we should acknowledge their coaches. John Fall, I think, has done a real nice job with the Justin Sienna girls, and Taylor Willis. She's had some help, though, with the JV.
Yeah, Taylor's a product of Napa High, played for Garcia, and went to UC Santa Cruz, played there, and it's great to have her back in Napa.
And we're just about set for second half of basketball. Other games tonight in the league. Petaluma is at, or checking, now these are coming up this Saturday. Petaluma at American Canyon. Napa will go against Vintage over at Vintage on Saturday night. And let's see, what the night other game was, if I get my papers straightened. Oh, here we go. Justin Chin is hosting Sonoma Valley Saturday night, and Alameda's at Casa Grande in a non-league game. Casa Grande and Vinny's tied for first place in the league at 7-1. On the alternate position, Justin Siena gets the ball to start the second half, and we have Ashley Whittemore in the forecourt between circles, and her pass is deflected, intercepted now by Armstrong Brown, drives into the forecourt, loses the ball, taken away there by Ella Thatcher, and then it's stolen back by Napa. There is a running hook shot, no good, by Anna Gisletta, but how often do you see that running hook?
Yeah, well, you're seeing more girls attack the basket that way, but great passing lane read by Young, and then great hands by Anna Gisletta.
The foul is charged to Monteverdi. That is her second personal foul. It's a two-shot foul for Gisletta. The first one is on the way and good. So Napa scores first here in the second half. Just underway here at the Messner Gymnasium. Sent your way with the good wishes of our sports boosters. Here's the next free throw. That also is good. Nice form here. And Napa is 6 out of 6 at the foul line tonight. Justin Senna is 0 for 2 at the foul line. Thatcher in the forecourt. Used up the dribble. Looking around. Gets the pass over now to Monteverdi. She dribbled once and then stopped. And we've got a whistle and a foul on Napa High.
Napa's moved to a man-to-man defense. It looks like they're a trapping man. Another great defensive play by Gisletta. Great hands deflecting the ball.
Faith Bartlett was called for that foul, her third, first here in the second half. So Justin Chenna gets the ball, comes out to the top of the key, and then underneath the right spins. Her shot is blocked, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Justin Siena. It'll be inbounded just to the right of the basket for which they're shooting. Caitlin Neal comes in for Bartlett as Darcy Ward makes a change in the lineup. Justin Siena with the ball, inbounding it now to Thatcher. Thatcher over the right side and getting it to Whittemore. Spreading it around now. Napa's defensive flow is really good, and they seal the ball again as Siena Young gets the ball across the line, brings it to the top of the key, pulls it back out now. She's out there between circles, well behind the three-point arc. Passes over on the left side now to Johnson. Johnson looks left, looks right, holds the ball over her head. Now passes over on the right side to Young. Young steadies the defense and now drives to the right side. Ball is deflected, stolen away by Kieran Monteverdi, and Justin gets the ball back. 6.5 minutes to go here in the quarter. There's a three-point attempt from the left corner. No good by Thatcher. Rebound put back in. Who got that?
Yeah, both teams have changed up their defensive sets to mix it up, it looks like. That was a great rebound.
Who got that?
That was 33.
Yeah, that was Carly Wells. That's what I thought I was writing down on my score sheet. The ball is out of bounds, but a foul is going to be called on Justin Siena. And that's going to go on Isabella Wright, and that's her second personal foul. Charlotte Girard is back in for Napa. She'll replace Maisie Armstrong Brown. And it'll be Johnson to trigger the inbound. Looking, they have some picks and some cuts going on, and the pass comes way out to Young. Young brings it to the top of the key. On the left-hand dribble, goes to the left of the key. Now can't get a shot away, so passes under the basket to Johnson. Back out to Gisletta, drives in, goes up, and scores! Anna Gisletta has scored all the points for Napa here in the second half so far. They're still, and the ball is taken away from Thatcher, and then a scramble for a loose ball, and a foul. It's going to go against Justin Siena. That's Carly Wells, and that's going to be her third personal foul.
Yeah, Carly's playing tough. I like how she rebounds. That's unfortunate because that was just kind of a loose ball play.
Yep, the scramble there on the court. Napa has the ball. They're down by six. 5.5 minutes remaining. We're in the third quarter along with Addie Petrie. This is Ira C. Smith. Young with the ball for Napa, working it against the Justin Siena zone defense. Gazzetta drives in, goes up, and scores again. Emma Gazzetta has 6 points in this quarter.
That was a nice move, and you're seeing that more in girls basketball, that attack the basket and that alley-oop shot. Really nice.
Well, Monteverdi got double-teamed, and that defense is paying off now for Napa High on the double-teaming of the basketball.
Yeah, you've got Michelle right now talking to the girls. They must have had a different game plan coming out, and so far it's working on Napa's favor.
Well, the Napa girls off to our left huddling around Darcy Ward as she is, again, stressing the defensive aspect of it. That is something that can remain more constant than your offense. You can be off on your offense, but if you hustle on defense, that can be a little more consistent.
Absolutely, and what you see is a lot of ball deflections, and even if you don't get the steal on a deflection, you're in their head, you know, and that's what Napa's always been good at, but really both teams are looking for those deflections.
The lead for Justin is 4 points. It was 8 points at halftime. Justin Siena has the ball. Whittemore is atop the key. She's going to be double-teamed every time she gets the ball. And there is a steal. Gisletta coming down 3-on-1 to Johnson, to Young, back to Johnson. Up and in. Oh, what a way to work the 3-on-1 situation. And Johnson got the basket.
And that started with a deflection. Napa got the steal, and it was a textbook 2-on-1. I love that. Such unselfish play.
And in the fourth court, the ball is deflected, stolen away again, and Justin having trouble getting the ball into the fourth court now, and they commit another foul. This one goes against Thatcher. Boy, that defensive pressure is eating at Justin Siena.
Yes, it is, and Napa's capitalizing on it, too. They're looking really good.
Girard has it between circles. A little bounce pass goes to Young. Now right side to Gisletta. She has scored 6 points in this quarter. Gives to Young, drives baseline, can't shoot, brings it back out to Johnson. Over on the right side, now to Girard. Over to Gisletta, fakes the shot, drives in, goes up, shoots, and it goes over the backboard.
That's unfortunate, but Gisletta's playing with so much confidence right now, and that's really playing well for Napa.
Back into the lineup is Sophia Brandon, and she will give Anna Gisletta a little breather there. She goes to the bench. 4:20 to go. We're in the third quarter as Napa keeps the pressure on. They will double-team the player with the ball, and they steal it again. That's about three or four in a row. Johnson going all the way, tries to put it up, no good. Rebound, Whittemore, stolen away by Napa again. That's about four straight steals.
They're just not giving up. Every time there's a ball, there's a hand on a ball for Napa on defense, and that's playing well for them.
Well, that one skittered out of bounds, and the ball goes over to Justin Siena. We're midway through the third quarter now, inside of 4 minutes to go here in the third. Tough quarter here for Justin Siena. They've scored 2 points compared to 8 points. There's a three-point attempt up, no good, and a foul is going to be called. And that may have been on the shot, which would mean a three free throws. The foul on Caitlin Neal, and they say it was when she was shooting, so she gets three free throws.
Yeah, that was I love seeing girls pull up and take the three on that. It shows so much confidence.
First one by Whittemore is good. She's got two more coming. She aims, she shoots, she missed it, spun out. Well, if she hits this one, that'll still give her 10 points in the game to reach the double-figure mark. She averages about 20 points per game. Her team ahead by three, make it four as she scores the free throw and is in double figures now with 10 points. Here come the Grizzlies now into the forecourt, left side, Girard. And she gets it around now over to Brandon. working those short, quick passes against the zone. That's what you like to see. Shooting over the zone and missing was Girard. But Napa gets the rebound, and it's stolen away by Whitmore. It's one-on-one against Young. Whitmore drives in, goes up, shoots, scores! Ashley Whitmore now with a dozen points, and it's a 27-21 lead with 3 minutes to go. We're in the third quarter. Napa with the ball on the attack against the zone defense by Justin Senna. That 1-3-1 with the point guard Monteverdi out there in front. Young drives around, goes up with the left hand, and scores. Sienna Young with 8 points now.
Yeah, that's Sienna Young's signature move right there. She loves going to the basket.
Well, the ball is off of Justin Senna, out of bounds, so a quick turnover.
That helps Napa. They need to get a score here.
And they will inbound the ball to the left of the basket for which they are shooting. Armstrong Brown gets it in, and then the ball is deflected, and it is out of bounds, but it was last touched by Whitmore. Wright is coming out of the Justin lineup, and Grace Walter, a senior, will come in and take her place. Armstrong Brown looks to inbound, and she gets it in, and Thatcher is going to be called for a foul. Ella Thatcher tried to make the interception on the inbound pass and made contact.
Yeah, we're going to see the intensity pick up as this game stays close and we get towards the end of the game.
27-23 right now. Justin Sienna in the lead. There's Young driving in, going up, missing the shot. Waller gets the rebound and throws it right to Napa, right into the hands of Brandon. Brandon kicks it back out, goes over to Armstrong Brown. Taking it around the horn now from left to right toward the right-hand corner to Brandon. Brandon looks. She's going to fire a long two. No good. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. It'll be Justin's ball. Justin Sienna in the backcourt will make a change. Monteverdi back in, replacing Ella Thatcher. Justin Sienna Braves quickly get the ball into the forecourt before Napa can set up that double-teaming nature. Over to the side, Rosenbrand hits a long two from the left corner as Rosenbrand gets her second field goal.
Yeah, that was with a hand in her face, too. That was a really nice shot on the baseline.
We're inside of 2 minutes to go now here in the third quarter. It's a six-point Justin lead. Armstrong Brown to Young. Over in the corner, there's a three-point attempt that is good by Jenna Baker from the corner. Her first basket, and it's a three-point basket, and it is a one-point game now, or check, a three-point game. 29-26, Justin Sienna leads it by three. One possession, we should say, if they get a three-point basket. Whitmore spreads the offense, brings the ball between circles. She'll be double-teamed here any moment now, and she is. She gets the pass away, and it's intercepted again into the forecourt. Is Armstrong Brown over the side. There is a three-point attempt that's no good. Rebound, Young, no good. Rebound put back up and scored. That rebound was by Carolyn Neal and Caitlin Neal. She gets her first basket.
Yeah, Caitlin's all about maybe 5'6", but she plays like she's 6 foot. That was a really nice putback into the basket.
There's another interception. This one by Neal, and she just scored. Now she makes an interception on defense, and Napa has been really tenacious on the defense. There's a three-point attempt up. No good this time by Baker, and there's a foul underneath the basket. Going to be on Napa. That is on Brandon. That's her first personal foul. Well, that is the third team foul against Napa. There have been five team fouls called against Justin Sienna. Gisletta getting ready to come back into the ball game for Napa. Monteverdi in the backcourt, drives the ball into the forecourt, passes under the basket. There's a shot up and good by Grace Walter. They left her alone, and on the double-teaming effort, that will happen.
Yeah, the weak side rotation didn't get there enough, and unfortunately, when you press, those shots like that happen. You've got to move on.
Well, 7 seconds to go in the quarter. The pass goes out to Armstrong Brown, fires a three. It's good! From the top of the key at the buzzer. That's her first basket in the game, and it's a pointer, and that is going to, let's see if that's registered on the scoreboard yet. And that, the 31-28 it's a tie game. Now they just registered the score. So we're tied after three quarters. We'll be back with that fourth quarter, all tied up. Justin Siena and Napa High, 31 apiece. More after this. They open under the basket. They got a nice pass to her.
Looked like Justin did a little matchup zone. I'm not sure there, but that was a nice pass at the free throw line and a dish to Gisletta.
Well, the ball is deflected out of bounds. Yeah, we didn't have a chance to get that third quarter stat sheet in, but let's quickly check with Dino.
Napa was 7 out of 15 in that third quarter, including 2 3-pointers. Justin was 4 out of 6 and missed on both of their three-point tries.
Play resumes now as Napa has a lead. Myers back in the game, Wells, and she tries to put a shot up and is fouled as she misses.
Excellent post-up move by Wells. She wanted the ball, she got the ball, and she executed.
Caitlin Neal was called for the personal, her third personal. Carly Wells, a junior, will go to the free throw line here as we're underway in the fourth quarter, and her free throw rolls off to the left, no good. The Dustin girls trailing since early in the first quarter, and they're back there now, trailing 33-31. Free throw is no good, and came back toward the free throw line, but Carly had already started down court, and she missed the free throw. Napa with the ball. Gisletta drives in, goes up, missed. She was fouled. She'll shoot 2 free throws. So, boy, is she getting aggressive when she is out there, and Carly Wells picked up her 4th personal foul.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for Justin because Carly's playing really well. Napa blocking out really good on the defensive end that got them to where they are now.
The first one by Gisletta is good. She has been perfect at the free throw line, 3 for 3. She has 9 points. She leads all the Grizzlies in scoring.
And that last shot by Gisletta was with her left hand. Really nice shot.
She makes that free throw. So she is 4 for 4 for the night at the free throw line. Jenna Young is 4 for 4. So they are 8 for 8. And at midcourt, we got an over and back called against Reynolds. Another turnover by the Braves. We'll have to check the turnover numbers.
The turnovers, 20 so far for Justin, only 10 for Napa.
Twice as many.
And there you go. That's the difference right now.
Napa with the ball back again. Comes underneath. There's a half a shot, more of a throw up there that time by Neal. She thought she was going to get fouled, and there was a whistle and a foul afterwards, but it's on Napa High. And it's going to go on Neal. So she picked up her 4th personal foul.
Yeah, Neal was trying to draw the foul, didn't get it, then reached in, and that usually does never go well.
35-31 this score. We were tied at 31 each at the end of the third quarter, so Justin Siena has yet to score in the quarter. Here's Whittemore over into the right corner. There is a 3-point attempt up, no good by Reynolds, rebounded by Napa High. Young slows down the tempo now as she walks it across the timeline. Backs it up now as she looks to drive, pull Thacker out to defense her a little early. She's going to be called for a travel. She slipped, went down on the court, and was called for the travel. Reynolds goes back to the bench, and back into the lineup is Amanda Verdi, one of 5 seniors on this Justin team. Last year they were 13-14. They came into the night 12-10. And there is a foul, and that's going to make it a 1-1, I think. Foul is on Whittemore.
Just both of them are going for the ball. It's just kind of one of those unfortunate plays, but great defense by Carly Johnson.
So the 1-1 bonus in effect for Johnson is she's at the free throw line. If she makes the first, she'll get the second. But she missed it, and Grace Walter gets the rebound as they're looking at full court pressure again. Justin Siena having trouble in the backcourt, and they are almost lost the ball again, and we have a shoving foul this time called. Now that'll be the sixth team foul, so the bonus will be in effect on the next common foul. So the bonus in effect for both teams now. Carly Johnson called for her second foul, and there's a timeout by Justin. 5:45 to go here in the fourth quarter, and a four-point lead for Napa.
Yeah, Napa came out in this half with a mission on defense, and it's really paying off for them, getting the deflections, the steals. Justin gets the defensive board, Napa pressures them right away, which is creating havoc for Justin.
Well, it's very interesting. Through three periods, Napa had taken 40 field goal attempts. Justin had taken just 22. Justin is shooting a very high percentage, but they're not getting as many attempts because of the turnovers. They trailed by 10 in turnovers after three quarters, and they trailed by 5 in rebounds after three quarters. So that's 15 fewer chances to shoot the ball right there.
You're listening to KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the Internet at KVON.com. This is Ira C. Smith along with our guest, co-commentator Annie Petrie, Dino Alessio with the statistics. Well, we'll have the final 5:45 to go in regulation. Napa is going to stay in that pressure zone, but they're releasing it to mid-court now. Not full court, but half-court. Monteverdi still in the backcourt. Drives and gets around Armstrong Brown down underneath the right. She scores! They worked it nicely to get the ball into Isabel Wright. Gets her first basket since the first half, and it's a two-point game. Napa with the ball. Girard passes it out to Armstrong Brown, the top of the key, working against Whittemore there on a man-to-man alignment. Early, see, they're shifting around. Whittemore shifts off now as the pass comes over to Baker. And there is a long three-pointer up, no good by Girard. Rebound by Justin Siena, but they lose it and putting the ball up, and who got that?
That was Maisie, a deflection by Siena and a beautiful layup by Maisie.
So Maisie Armstrong-Brown now has 5 points, and her team has a four-point lead early here in the fourth quarter. Ball is deflected and nearly stolen. Boy, and it's going to be the one-and-one now. There was a foul called against Napa on that play. So free throws will become very important now. That foul on Brandon, her second, but it's the one-and-one for Ella Thatcher. She'll go to the line for the first time tonight, bouncing the ball. She needs to make the first to get the bonus. She made it. Ella is a 5'7 senior. That was her fifth point in the ball game. Just over 4.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Thatcher, back to the line.
Yeah, free throws and personal fitness are going to be key to the last 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Free throw is no good, and they had done a nice job of blocking out Walter on that to get the defensive rebound, and Napa with the ball, and it's a steal by Wright. Wright coming down 1-on-2, and she nearly lost possession. Kicks the ball back out. There is a long two that is good by Grace Walter. You don't usually see her, and then there the basket counts, and there was a foul away from the ball against Napa. So that means that Justin goes back to the free throw line for the 1-and-1, trailing by 1 point.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Charlotte on Napa, she turned the ball over, but she hustled back, did a good job, but the ball went in, and unfortunately just a foul after the fact, and those are never good.
Well, it's a 1-and-1 for Whittemore. She needs to make the first to get the bonus, and she missed it. Rebound is taken by Girard, and Napa has the ball. They quickly get the ball into the forecourt. They look over to Young. They can't get the pass to her and throw the ball away. So now Justin gets the ball back. Michaela Cepeda is in the ball game for the first time tonight for Justin Sienna. Also back into the lineup is Lexi Rosenbrand.
Yeah, that last offensive set, Napa's running their flex, but Justin, really good defense, and Napa had nothing on that one.
Michaela lobs one in out of bounds. Over everybody's head, and it sailed out of bounds. Their turnover, and that brought Andrew Betancourt off the bench saying something to her.
It's tough coming in the fourth quarter and this being the first time you're seeing minutes. So she's just got to settle down and get in defense and try to support her team.
Inside of 4 minutes to go now. A one-point game. Napa High with the ball. Justin Sienna has followed that defense around now as the pass goes to Young, and she is fouled by Michaela Cepeda. Or Cepeda, her first personal foul. Of course, she just came into the game here in the fourth quarter, and she's coming out now. And Kieran Monteverdi takes her place.
Yeah, those are probably nerves, you know, coming in a game like this, but I'm sure her coach will get her settled down so she can contribute back on that court.
First free throw by Young is good on the front end of a 1-1. She has made all five of her free throws. Napa's only missed one out of 10 attempts, so they're 90% at the free throw line. And the next one is rolling no good this time, and the rebound taken by Justin Sienna's right. Over, now it comes to Whittemore, drives in, pulls it back out now. Now fires a three, missed it. Rebound Rosenbrand, back up, no good. Rebound this time by Napa Johnson. One on two, and she nearly lost the possession of the ball, but retains the dribble. Gets it over now to Young. Young at the top of the key against Monteverdi. That's over on the right side now to Girard. Girard just a junior. He's it over to the left now. Baker looking in the middle. And the ball is stolen away by Whittemore. Whittemore coming down may go all the way. She does. Shot up and good. Whittemore gets the field goal.
I had a feeling as soon as she got that ball, she wasn't stopping. That was a really nice reverse layup by Whittemore.
And we're tied again at 38. There's a shot from the right corner. A three is up, no good. Rebound, though, by Napa. And Whittemore seals it. Whittemore coming down one-on-one with Armstrong. Brown goes in, goes up, was fouled. She missed the shot, but will shoot two free throws. And she went down and hit the court hard. Wow, boy, is she really hustling out there.
She went up strong. Maisie bumped her a little bit. It was a clean foul. It was a right foul for Maisie. She just tapped her a little bit, but Whittemore was going so hard that was a big foul.
There'll be two shots coming for Ashley. She has made two out of five at the free throw line tonight, and she is two out of six, normally a much better free throw shooter. Carly Wells comes back into the lineup for Andrew Betancourt's team, replacing Lexi Rosenbrand. And Ashley Whittemore goes back to the free throw line, trying to give her team a lead. And she does. And that was point number 15 for her. Now she's coming out of the lineup as Alyssa Curtola takes her place. There is a timeout. And let's see, it's going to be a full timeout. So we'll take timeout with 2.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. It is Justin Sienna, 39, Napa High, 38. Back after this one message. Well, since we don't have a message, we can tell you that one of the assistant coaches for Justin Sienna, Haley Kremen, used to play for Justin Sienna, and she scored 1,654 points when she was playing. And this last game, Ashley Whittemore passed the 1,500 total. She has, coming into tonight, 1,502 points, and so she still is a little ways behind Haley Kremen.
I loved watching Haley Kremen and following her when she played. I know her mom, and I know her mom was very proud of her and really supported her.
Well, it's going to be an important 2.5 minutes here for these two teams. Boy, have they battled.
They have, and both teams are going to have to be smart on that transition, know when to slow it up and know when they have the lane. I, they started to make those adjustments the last minute. We'll see how it goes the last 2:30.
Well, Napa's been so strong on the transition back into the defense that they've employed.
They really have. Napa's transition offense and defense, and now it's going to come down to who can recognize and slow it up when needed.
Okay, Napa has the basketball. There's a near steal. Johnson will fire a three. Come on! He got it! A three-pointer by Carly Johnson, and that puts her in double figures for the night, and it puts her team ahead by two. There's a pull-up jump shot. Good from the right baseline by guess who? Ashley Whittemore.
Whittemore had two on her, and she was a baseline drive.
There is a long two up and good. That was by Gazletta. As the play is picking up now, both teams starting to find the range. Napa goes up by two inside of 2 minutes to go now here in the quarter. There is a steal by Johnson. Johnson drives in, goes up, and scores. Huge play there by Carly Johnson. Boy, was that big.
That was huge. Again, with the arms in the air, got a deflection, made it a steal and a beautiful layup.
I tell you, there's a timeout taken, and so we'll keep it right here. Not sure if that's going to be a short one or a long one. But we talked about Haley Kremen, but just one of many outstanding female basketball players that they've had at Justin Siena.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Justin's been known to have just really competitive teams, but really high-caliber athletes.
So anyway, it's going to be interesting. Here's the way that the playoffs will happen. The team that finishes first in the league will play host to the team that finishes fourth. The team that finishes second will host the team that finishes third. And that'll be on Wednesday night, and that is on Wednesday the February the 6th, and then the two winners will play on Friday, and that will be at American Canyon High School, and the winner of that for both the boys and girls will go into the North Coast Section playoffs, an automatic bid.
Yeah, that's going to be really fun. Not only are we in a new league, but we're having an end-of-year tournament, so I think that's going to be really great for our league and our community.
All right, Whittemore with the ball, a minute and a half to go, down by four. Vasquez underneath the right, she puts it up and scores. They worked it inside nicely as a set play set it up for Isabel Wright, and it's a two-point game now. A minute 12 to go here in the fourth quarter as Napa spreads its offense, trying to stay away from the double-teaming defense when they have the opportunity. The pass comes over to Young. Sienna Young fakes right, drives left, goes in the lane. Then he kicks it into the corner. A three is good from Johnson, and Carly Johnson has come on strong.
Absolutely. That's what Napa was playing for. Justin back in their zone.
Oh, Thatcher, she tries the two. No good. Rebound right, can't hold it. Off her fingertips, out of bounds to Napa. Well, with that three-pointer by Carly Johnson, that makes it a five-point game.
Yeah, Napa was really patient on offense, and then Sienna took the ball, started taking the ball to the hole, and Carly was open on the baseline.
We're inside of a minute to go here now here in this fourth quarter, and just looking over the score sheet, Carly Johnson has 8 points in this quarter. She's hit 2 three-pointers and a two and has 15 points in the game. Anna Gisletta has 12 points. They have all come in the second half of the contest. And for Justin Siena, Ashley Whittemore, who had 8 points at halftime, has 17 points now. She has scored 5 here in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, both for Napa, Carly and Anna, both of their offenses was sparked by their defenses. Both of them had deflections. They were playing high pressure on ball defense, and that just really played into their offense.
So the winner of this game will have third place all alone in the Vine Valley Athletic League. Vinny's and Casa Grande lead with 7-1 records. Vinny's only loss was to Casa Grande on January 17th, a week ago. They lost 55-42. This is there in the backcourt. There is a whistle and a foul. It's going to be a foul against Justin. The foul is on the Thatcher. So that was the ninth team foul. So the next common foul for either team will be the double bonus.
Yeah, that's going to be really crucial here because there's going to be a lot of pressure, steals, and we can anticipate a lot of fouls in these last 39 seconds.
This is just the 1-1 yet for Armstrong Brown, and she missed it, rebounded by Justin Sienna. As they come out of there, get the ball to Whittemore, drives in, passes underneath the Thatcher. Back out, a three-point attempt is up. No good by Monteverdi, rebounded by Napa High. Armstrong Brown to Johnson, way down, all alone, under the basket, playing it in is Sienna Young, and that's what they call cherry-picking.
Well, I don't know. That was a pretty quick up and back for both teams, but yeah, that was really nice. Oh, wow.
There is a bank in. That was a long two, I think, by Whittemore. She just came down and quickly fired it up, and I think she was inside the arc.
I love that, though. Sign of a leader. She knows they got to get the ball up in the air, and she did, and she made it.
Now, unfortunately for Justin Sin, it comes with only 8.6 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Both teams had 31 points after three quarters, and so Napa has scored 19 points in this quarter. That's two less than they had the entire first half. Justin Sienna has scored in this quarter 14 points. That's one more than they scored in the first half. So defense prevailed in the first half, and it still has pretty much so here in the second half.
Yeah, I don't know what the rebounding stats are, but I also think rebounding played into the second half, the turning point for Napa in particular.
Well, we'll find that out from Dino as far as rebounding and the total number of turnovers, the assists, and that ratio is always interesting, the turnovers situation. So Napa gets the ball in the backcourt after the basket by Whittemore. And Whittemore is just about at her average. She has 19 points. Inbounds pass, and Napa gets it to Gisletta. Gisletta in the forecourt, and she's going to be fouled as Thatcher commits her fourth foul. With only 3 seconds to go, though, it's kind of academic, but that will put Gisletta at the free throw line, where she is 4-for-4 tonight, all in the second half. And her free throw is up, and she missed for the first time at that foul line. Back to the foul line, 15 feet away from the basket, eyeing the rim, shooting the free throw, and scoring that time, her 13th point. So the inbounds pass comes to Whittemore. Whittemore fires it from midcourt. It's off the backboard, and that will end it, and it's the second win in a row for Napa High as they come from behind with 20 points in the fourth quarter to 14 points for Justin Sienna.
Yeah, that was a great comeback by Napa High. When Napa played at Justin really controlled the entire game, and it looked like, well, Justin controlled the entire first half, but Napa came back with a game plan, defense, rebounding, and confidence on offense.
Well, we'll find that out when Dino tells us about those turnovers, which was a huge factor in the game. We'll be back with our wrap-up. Stay tuned right there. Along with Annie Petrie, this is Ira C. Smith, and we'll be back after these messages. Well, we're back here at the Messner Gymnasium along with our guest co-commentator tonight, Annie Petrie, and our statistician, who was very busy the way that the play was back and forth and turnovers and rebounds. And well, Dino, tell us about it.
Well, Ira, Annie, if I told you that one of these teams shot 54% from the floor and the other team shot 33%, you'd probably guess that the team that shot 54% won the game, but you'd be wrong. The Justin Braves shot brilliantly. They made 19 out of 35 from the floor. That's 54% shooting. They were 3 out of 12 from three-point range, and they were only 4 out of 12 from the free throw line, and that really hurt them. For the Napa Grizzlies, they were 17 out of 51 from the floor, so they took 16 more shots than Justin did. Napa was 4 out of 17 from beyond the three-point line, but they were 10 out of 14 from the free throw line, 71%, and that was a huge difference in this game. The turnover battle, Justin struggled all night due to Napa's tenacious defense. Justin had 23 turnovers in the game to just 14 for the Napa Grizzlies. The rebounding favored Napa by a count of 22 to 16. So you add in a plus 6 on rebounding and a plus 9 on turnovers, and that explains why Napa was able to get off 16 more shots than Justin. One interesting stat, Justin did a great job of setting their teammates up for baskets. On Justin's 19 baskets, 12 of them were set up by assists. Napa was also strong, setting up 10 assists on their 17 made baskets. So both teams did a great job of setting up their teammates for baskets, both way over 50% in that mark. Let's see. Justin was the first to score. The lead ended up changing hands 5 times during the game, and the score was tied on 5 other occasions. And just a really exciting, entertaining game, Ira.
Okay, Dino, yeah, thank you for that recap there as far as the statistic. Very interesting, telling the story of the game. And Annie Petrie, we appreciated your commentary throughout with your story.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed it, and I'm proud of both teams. Both teams played really well, but I think the stats, those turnovers, Napa turning on the pressure in the third quarter and then really buckling down and rebounding was the difference in this game.
Taking a look at the individual scoring, first of all, for Justin Sienna, their leading player on the season. She had 1,502 points coming into the game, had missed 4 games in a row before she got back for the last game, and she had 7 field goals. 2 of those were three-pointers, and she was 3 out of 7 at the free throw line for 19 points and was the only double-figure scorer for Justin Sienna. It was Isabel Wright, just a freshman, 4 field goals for 8 points. Grace Walter, a senior, had 2 field goals for 4 points. Lexi Rosenbrand had 2 field goals, missed her free throw opportunity, wound up with 4 points. Ella Thatcher had 2 field goals, 1 out of 2 at the foul line for 5 points. And Carly Wells had a field goal, missed both free throws, so she wound up with 2 points and got into early foul trouble in the game. For the victorious Napa High Grizzlies, they were led in scoring by Carly Johnson, who hit 2 big threes there in the fourth quarter, wound up with 6 field goals. 3 of them were three-pointers, and she was 0 for 1 at the foul line but had 15 points in the game. Anna Gizleta had 4 field goals, 5 out of 6 at the foul line for 13 points. Also in double figures, Sienna Young, 3 field goals, but 5 out of 6 from the foul line for 11 points. Other scorers, Jenna Baker had a 3-point basket. Caitlin Neal had a 2-point basket. Sophia Brandon had a 2-point field goal. And one other to score, Maisie Armstrong-Brown, had 5 points, hit a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer, and missed her free throw opportunity.
Well, Ira, I just got to say, I don't know how you keep track of all that. You are quite a talent. I think I'd just rather, I get too involved in the game. I can't keep track, and the game moves so fast, but this was really fun. I thank you for having me on here, and I wish both teams, all teams in our league, good luck, but particularly the Napa schools. I'm really rooting for them.
Well, the score at the end of the first quarter was 10-7. Justin Sienna led at that point, and led by 8 at halftime at 21-13. And then it was all tied at the end of three quarters at 31. And then Napa with the hot shooting of Gazzetta and Johnson along with Young there in that fourth quarter pulled Napa into the lead. And they go to 13-9 overall. And last year they were 10-16. So they're already ahead of last year's total.
Yeah, and this was a big win for Napa because they've got Vintage on Saturday. So this will be a good confidence booster for them. And hopefully they go in and compete well with a really, really strong Vintage team.
So with that 13-9 overall record, makes them 4-4 in the league. They've won two games in a row, but they have sole possession of third place in the league. And Justin Siena drops to 12-11. They are 4-5 in the league, and they need to win one more to get into the North Coast Section playoffs. And taking a look at what games they have left as far as their opportunity to get into the playoffs, they have to win one of the last three. They play Sonoma Valley on Saturday. Then next, what is that, Tuesday when they play Casa Grande, which is very strong. They are 7-1 in the league, and then they will be at Vintage, which is 7-1. So their best opportunity would probably be on Saturday when they are hosting Sonoma Valley. Sonoma 3-5 in the league play coming into tonight.
Yeah, tough three games for Justin. Sonoma Valley, they always scrap and they play hard, so that's why you got to play these last games. That's why the second round is always so fun, because you've seen each other once, and you just never know what's going to happen in these games.
All right, well, let's pick a player of the game now and see who we select as our player for tonight's game. Dino, who would you select?
I really liked Anna Gazzetta of the Napa Grizzlies. I thought she played a really strong all-around game.
And Annie?
I would have to agree with Dino. Anna, defense, and then she just had so much confidence on offense. You could just see it in her body language, and it springboarded Napa into the lead.
Yeah, that was the second half, and Napa trailed by 8 at halftime, and Gazzetta then came through very strong and in the second half had 13 points in the ball game. Even though Carly Johnson, her threes really helped out. She had a really strong fourth quarter with 8 points in that period. We give her an honorable mention.
I agree with that. Carly, again, just like Anna, you could just see the confidence in her face and her body language. And she played real well, wanted the shot, looked for the open shot, called for the ball. And that matters, you know, in this game. And the balls started falling for her, shots were falling.
When these two teams played at the Dan Clark Gym at Justin Siena, Justin Siena won both the JV and varsity games in the girls' basketball. And tonight, Napa High wins both, as Napa won the JV contest 41-28 with Sophia Mostow. The leading scorer with 11 points. Cassie Richardson had 10 points for Justin Siena. And then, of course, Napa winning the varsity action with our selection of Anna Gazzetta as our player of the game. So, Dino, any final comment from you, or we'll see you tomorrow night for the boys' action right back here.
Yeah, that's going to be really fun. And just, you know, just a terrific job by Napa tonight of team defense, because, I mean, that's really remarkable to hold a team to only getting off 35 shots in a game. And that was really a huge difference, because Justin shot better, but they just couldn't get the shots because Napa played such terrific defense all throughout the game.
And Annie, again, our thanks for you joining us as you played the game, you coached the game, and you keep score for it. You did PA tonight, and you were busy.
Thank you very much. I love this game. Appreciate it.
So that's our story, and it's been sent your way with the good wishes of the Napa Valley Sports Boosters. I'm Ira C. Smith, reminding you our final tonight in the varsity action, the Napa High Grizzlies 51 and the Justin Siena Braves of Napa 45.
This has been a KVON Sports presentation.
KVON Napa,